think back to the summer of 1980. Georgia's Jimmy Carter is the U.S. president. The Sun Belt's population is booming, and the South is beginning to shed its civil rights era reputation. In the midst of all that, Turner Broadcasting launches CNN, the first 24-hour news network.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news.
Hank Klibanoff directs the journalism program at Emory University.
Those of us who grew up in the South remember growing up at a time when there were no sports franchises in the South. There was nothing in the South that sort of suggested that you would find any sophistication or panache.
Klibanoff says Turner, and CNN specifically, helped show Atlanta as a city on the move.
The Democratic Party chose Atlanta for the 1988 National Convention knowing that CNN was here, and that its presence wasn't lost on the Olympic Selection Committee when it selected Atlanta to host the 1996 Olympics.
But after Turner Broadcasting was bought by Time Warner, many of the network's big shows moved their anchors to Washington, D.C. and New York City. And this week, Turner announced the elimination of nearly 1,500 jobs, almost 1,000 of which are in the Atlanta area. Poynter Institute's Rick Edmonds says to some extent, big layoffs have become the new norm in media, but
the long run in Atlanta is kind of more the exception than the rule.
The latest cuts aren't just a hit to Atlanta's economy. Edmonds says they also diminish Atlanta's standing in the national media scene. And he says the move to push more of Turner's production to New York and D.C. isn't likely to stop.
The case for keeping it in Atlanta kind of withers.
Both Edmonds and Emory's Klibanoff say Atlanta's still a hub for international brands and business, but Turner Broadcasting's prominence, at least here, is fading. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.